B-Pod Studios.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
Brought to you by Window Nation. They'll help you beat the cold weather by offering two free windows for every two you buy. For more info, visit windownation.com. Let's go to Gloucester.
All right.
Love Gloucester this time of year.
Road trip.
Let's say good morning to Ginny. Hi, Ginny.
Oh.
Uh-oh. Ginny, are you there?
Ginny.
I don't hear Ginny.
I'm here.
Oh, there you are.
Boy,
she was hiding.
It's going to be a suspense built.
Gives good radio.
Well, if we have a delay like that, we're going to have a problem getting through. Ginny, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm from Gloucester, home health aide, and I have a 21-year-old daughter, and I've been married to my husband, Fred, for 29 years.
29 years. That's well, congratulations. Okay. Ginny, would you like $1,000?
I'd love it right about now.
You got one question right. Congratulations. Okay, it's the next 10 you got to get for $1,000. LBF is going to ask you these. If you get them right, you got $1,000. Not sure. Say pass, and we'll get back to you. Ready to go, Ginny?
I'm ready.
Let's do it.
Here we go.
Wait a minute. Wait. Okay. Let's start over. I want to make sure she has time on the clock.
Okay.
Here we go.
Okay. What is 10 times 10?
20.
What is your father's father is what to you?
My great-grandfather.
Which U.S. president was known as the peanut president?
Carter.
In what sport is the Heisman Trophy awarded?
Pass.
What U.S. city is nicknamed the Big Peach?
Pass.
What L.A. Dodgers pitcher skipped a World Series game in 65 because it fell on Yom Kippur?
I have no clue.
At the end of Planet of the Apes, what monument protruded from the rocks?
The Eiffel Tower.
Who wrote Pet Sematary?
Stephen King.
What kind of animal is raised in a warren?
In a warren? I'm fast.
In chess, which piece only moves diagonally?
The king.
In what sport is the Heisman Trophy awarded?
Football.
Oh, the buzzer.
Can you go back to question one? She might not have heard it correctly.
Yes. What's 10 times 10?
Oh, 100.
Yeah, okay. I didn't think you heard it right. I think you heard plus.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. That's okay.
Yeah.
We'll count that as
that's
yes.
good. All right. Well, it was, a rough start, but see how we did.
Well, how many did we get right?
I got three.
We give her that first one.
Four.
It's
four.
Okay, yeah, four. All right.
Four, Ginny.
It's, your father's father is what to you? Your grandfather.
Oh, okay. I was thinking great-grandfather.
Yep. See?
Yeah. The city that's nicknamed the Big Peach, Atlanta. Sandy Koufax skipped a World Series game in 65 because it fell on Yom Kippur. At the end of Planet of the Apes, the monument that protruded from the rocks, the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah.
The animal raised in a warren, rabbits. And in chess, the piece that only moves diagonally, the bishop. I had no idea.
Okay.
Yeah, but now we know.
That's
now we
right.
know.
Now we all know.
You remember the last scene, though, of Planet of the Apes?
Oh,
what did
boy.
Charlton Heston say?
I have no idea.
He was mad.
He was very angry. I remember the tone of the scene.
You did it. Dirty apes. Get your hands off me, you dirty apes. Anyway.
Heard that a lot, Bob?
Yeah.
Bob's having flashbacks.
Ginny, I don't need to come for this. I don't need this, Ginny. Oh, God. Ginny, I apologize on their behalf. Hey, how about, are you a fan of Stevie Nicks?
Yeah.
Good. Two tickets to a special screening of Stevie Nicks' 24-karat gold, the concert. How about that?
That sounds great.
That's a fun night for you and your husband. Big screen, select cinemas in Boston. Two nights only, October 21st and 25th. For tickets and more, visit StevieNicks.com. Thank you, Ginny.
Thanks a lot. Have a good day.
You're a lot of fun. Yeah, you take that back.
I will not.
Take your hands off me, dirty ape.
It just seemed you seem to like know that expression easily.
I've seen it in Planet of the Apes a lot. Wow. Okay.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.